Buenos días, buenas tardes y buenas noches a mis queridos comentadores culturales. El día de hoy vamos a hacer nuestro primer episodio en inglés. Si te quieres quedar, eres súper bienvenido. Si no, puedes seguir disfrutando de todo nuestro contenido en @dosisdeacropina, en Instagram y en Twitter o en nuestra casa www.acropina.com. Recuerda que estamos en este momento abriendo un nuevo espacio para todos los que quieren apoyar nuestra labor y unirse a nuestra página de Patreon y suscribirse mensualmente para un contenido exclusivo y especial para que puedan apoyarnos en esta gran labor de enseñar la verdad y reconstruir nuestra comunidad una conversación a la vez. Bienvenidos a Acropina, donde la cultura se comenta. Well, hello, hello, hello. Let me do this right. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to our dear, dear, dear group of cultural commentators. I am so excited to be here with you. We have been waiting for this moment forever. Okay, let's back up a little bit and let me tell you a little bit about us. So we are Acropina. Acropina is a project that has been going on since 2017. We are based in Colombia, South America, and we've been serving our community by educating, by telling, by teaching even about God's stance in front of every single social issue. We believe that the Word of God is clear and it's forever and it's relevant today and it has a lot to say. And we believe that we are a team of cultural commentators because we believe that the culture that surrounds us doesn't have to be the culture within us. We have to represent the culture of heaven and change, analyze, judge the culture of the world in order to change it, in order to be able to serve the people better. We need to be clear between what is our culture saying and what is God's culture saying, what is heaven culture. Because sometimes we get those two mixed up. And we believe here in Acropina that we as Christians have the duty, the responsibility to divide clearly those two areas. In that clear space of understanding that there's a difference between those two is when we will be able to succeed. Our regions, our countries, our cities' difficulties, and rise above them as a church and be able to beat the lies that have been beating down our countries and our communities. So our slogan or our motto is teach the truth and rebuild our communities one conversation at a time. We are committed to making a cultural commentator out of you, that you see anything out of place and you'll be able to recognize it and say boldly what God's stance is in front of that. So that's what we're here to do. We've been doing it since 2017. That makes it our fourth year doing this, and we've been doing it from Colombia to all of Latin America. We've been serving people all over the place, and we've been growing in our ways of doing it. We have a blog, we also have videos and social media, so we can be reaching more and more people through meaningful debate. And lastly, we have our podcast, which has been flourishing all throughout the pandemic. We've been reaching so many people and we've been so grateful with God because He has been able to show His mercy and His support for this project. That's why we're here, because in the last monthly reviews, in the last 2 monthly reviews, we have seen that our audience is based largely in Hispanic countries because of all of our content is in Spanish. But a lot of people have been consuming our content in non-Hispanic countries. And although we cannot yet do a podcast in every single language of every single country that tunes in to listen to our podcast, we can at least broaden that spectrum of possibilities and we can reach you in English, in this English format. So that's what we're trying to do here today. We are launching our first ever English episode, and we are doing it because we are passionate about serving people. And as we tell our Latino community, we don't want you to be silent about these principles. We want you to be able to debate them. So we are helping out our Latino sisters and brothers, saying, hey, here's some content that you can actually share with your neighbors and with your people wherever you are. And also you can send it to them and maybe they can engage in this conversation that we're having. So we're so glad to reach you. We're so glad to be here with you. We're so glad to be able to serve you. We invite you to our conversation because we know that it is a moment like no other for many English-speaking countries. We are here showing up as the body of Christ to support you, to pray for you, to care about your problems as well, and to be able to talk them through. So we have a lot of ways to reach you, and we want you to reach to us too. First of all, our content, as I said, was based in a Spanish-speaking country and also Spanish-speaking audience. So you're going to find our Instagram handles, Twitter handles, and all of those things in Spanish, but I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to nail it while looking for us because we're going to leave it all linked in the comment section, in the notes of this episode, wherever you're listening this podcast. We have a Twitter and an Instagram, and both of those are at Dosis de Acropina, DOSISDEACROPINA, Dosis de Acropina, DOSISDEACROPINA. I will leave it all linked down below, don't worry. And our house, the place that we operate from, our very little home there in the internet world, which is acropina.com, acropina.com. That is the place that you will find all of our content, all of our links. There you can find all of our announcements, all of our projects, our column is right there. All of the links to every podcast platform that has allowed our podcast to be in there is also put right there, linked there. And the link to every social media handle and profile that we manage, as well as a specific part, which is for you to get involved in what we do, in what we are all about. You can engage in this monthly subscription program that we have at Patreon.com, which is a place where you can subscribe monthly for a very, very, very low fee. And what you get for it, for subscribing, is exclusive content and a lot of very, very cool goodies that you can go check out at our Patreon page, patreon.com/acropina, acropina. That is the place you want to be. The monthly subscriptions, the monthly fees, depending on which one you choose, is going to be $3 US dollars, $6 US dollars, or $10 US dollars. So you decide which one you want to get in, and each one has different benefits. But as you see, it's pretty low cost. So that's all that we wanted to say about us. That was a very long introduction about us. But well, I mean, you didn't really know us before this. So we wanted to represent all of what we're doing and what we're all about right in this very first podcast. It was mainly an introduction to what we do and what we're all about. But we still wanted to put a little something so you can know what our episodes are about. And we've been praying and we've been really asking God what should be the content that we put on the podcast this year. And we received that okay from God to do it in English. And the first topic that God dropped in our hearts to talk about was in Psalm 144, verse 1 and 2. That's the first subject or topic that we're going to talk about here. And of course, it seems relevant now, but like a month or so before, when we received the instruction that the first podcast in our year, like the first month actually of our year, would be all about this psalm, we were a little confused. But now, understanding what has happened in the English speaking world in this first month of 2021, I think it's perfect. And I think it's from God, and I hope you receive it, because we want you to activate yourself spiritually to be.
Gracias por escuchar nuestro podcast Acropina Comentadora Cultural. Para seguir disfrutando de todos nuestros episodios, no olvides suscribirte y también déjanos tu comentario y tu evaluación para saber lo que piensas sobre lo que estamos haciendo. Visítanos en nuestra casa www.acropina.com y síguenos en todas las redes sociales como @dosisdeacropina. Gracias.
Prayerful Christian to be a useful tool in God's hands to pray over your country, to bless your country, to talk about your country with honor and with respect and with love. So here is what it says. Psalm 144, verse 1 and 2. I'm reading from the NIV. If you have another version, that's all cool. I just found this one and I think it's good for the purposes of what we're reading. So verse 1 says, "Praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge, who subdues people under me." Those were verse 1 and 2 from Psalms 144. Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war. I just want to stop right there and tell you that God is the one in charge of training us for war. And what we told our Latino people when we were talking about this psalm was, you don't have to wait up until the very moment the war begins to start training for it. That moment is really a little bit late to start training for war. We know war is coming. We know difficulties are coming. We know very intricate and complex warfare is going on in our countries, and we need to be prepared for it. And God is the one that trains us for it. We don't have to wait for war to come upon us. We don't have to wait for death to come upon us. We don't have to wait for disaster to come upon us to start training for what we have to do, for fighting for the right side. And let me tell you, the right side is no human side. The right side is God's side. That is the right side. And we need to understand God is the one that trains. God is the one that talks. God is the one that tells us and prepares us and warns us. Notice that the second part of this verse says, my fingers for battle, which means there are very, very small, very strategic movements that we have to do with ability. I'm reminded of the archery that is such a very specific type of sport that demands ability, that demands aim, that demands focus and control, and the ability to understand the coordination of a lot of factors, your wind, your moment, your aim, your distance. This is what it's talking about, like the reference or the context of preparing your fingers for battle. It's all about archery, right? About throwing arrows at the right place, about understanding where to move your arch, where to move your arrow, how long to take it back for it to go further. All of these things are important. All of these things are strategic. All of these things take practice and takes the tuning of our ears towards God's voice, towards God's voice, right? Then there's the second part, which says, He is my loving God. He is our loving God, guys. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening from, He is your loving God. He loves you. He loves you and He loves your country. And He allowed the creation of your nation. And this nation too will bring glory to God at the end of the days. As long as we keep it up, as long as we keep on praying, as long as we keep our place, as long as we don't abandon our posts as the Church of Christ. He is my loving God. He is my fortress, my stronghold, and my deliverer. And I want you to know that there is no man, there is no woman, there is no government, there is no system that will save us from the end of the times. We can only and exclusively rest our heads on God's chest, on God's refuge, on God's fortress, on God's love. And He is the one to deliver us. He is the one that has the power to do it. And as long as we stay in this dependent state, we're not going to be able to move forward. And I'm not saying that in an irresponsible way. You are allowed to feel the way you want to feel in the sense of injustice being done in your country or whatever. But you need to understand that in the end, our deliverer is God. And He's also our shield. It says, my shield, in whom I take refuge. If you believe there are times, hard times coming for your country, God is our refuge. God is our shield. He is our deliverer, and He will mercifully and lovingly guard us and sustain us until the end of times. He will persevere. He will stay there. Other people might be going away. Other people might be changing. Other people might be doing things, but God will always be there. He is your shield. And you can take refuge in Him. And lastly, but not less important at all, it says, who subdues peoples under me? And this is so important. The power of any government, all authority, all majesty, all glory relies in God's hands, in God's throne. So if we want power over our nations, if we want goodness to rule our nations, if we want goodness to be the law in our countries, we need to ask it from God. We need to start saying, God, give us your children, your chosen, your obedient servants. Give us the power, God. Give us the ability to reign with justice and with love. Give us the ability to be the ones to understand what you're trying to do with our countries and with our nations. Subdue the rebellion, God, and the course and the rivers of our countries. Subdue us under us, because we want to rule and judge this world as you told us to. It is our role to do that. It is our role to command and to give blessing and to decree over our countries the blessing of the Lord. So take your place wherever you are, wherever you sit, wherever you're listening to this. Take your place in your country and start blessing it and start being responsible with the knowledge of God and start declaring life over your country. Start declaring truth over your country and start understanding that the greatest shield from any bad and evil that is happening in your country is in God. He is the one that loves us. He is our fortress, our stronghold, our deliverer, our shield, our refuge. And he is the one that has the power to subdue peoples under us. And also praise him as our rock, because he is our rock. He is steady. He's not changing. No matter what is changing in your country, God is not changing. And he trains us. If you hear the trumpets of war, understand that you have to train. And the only one that trains your hands for war and your fingers for battle is God. Start preparing right now. Don't wait for the problem to arrive. We Latinos are going to be having elections very soon in a lot of our countries for our Congress and for our president. And I am telling everybody, prepare, train right now. You don't have to start to pray for your country 2 days before election. You need to pray right now, 1 year ahead, 2 years ahead, 4 years ahead, whatever it is. Start right now. Don't get to the point of the war and where you really don't know what the outcome is going to be, to desperately start looking for God. That is not the right moment to start praying for your nation. The right moment to start praying for your nation is yesterday. Literally yesterday. Like, you need to drop anything you're doing. And if God has put serious things that are going on in your life or in your country or in your community, your city, your neighborhood, whatever, right now, drop anything you're doing and pray for your people. Pray for that. Pray for that. Because war is coming and we need to be ready. And I'm not saying that in a way to incentivize or to inspire for people to go crazy. No. I'm incentivizing. I am telling you to go and pray. That's what I'm telling you to do. Let's do that. Let's activate more voices and more mouths declaring the word of God here on earth. He needs all the bridges he can get to start bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. But that is not going to happen if we don't allow the word of God to flow through our mouths, to bless our countries, to bless our communities, to bless our cities. So my suggestion to you is to start right now. It is so nice to have you here for the first time, and I am so glad that we can serve you. But the best thing you can do, the best thing you can do right now is to start praying for your country, to start praying for your city. and to start praying for God's plan for your nation to come to fruition, to come to completion, to start to flourish. So that's what we wanted to tell you. And we're so happy that you've stayed until the end of this very first English episode of the podcast Acropina. We are so happy to be here with you. We are so happy to bless you, to serve you. And we pray that you are exactly the person that will put action into these words. We want to know what you think. You can write to us in our personal institutional email, which is contacto@acropina.com. So contact with an O, contacto, and then at Acropina, acropina.com. We wait for your reviews, for your commentaries, for your opinion. Subscribe to this podcast if it was of any blessing to you. And we hope to see you soon. We hope to see you every single week. We're not going to be launching an episode in English every single week, but we will let you know in our social media. So visit us at Dosis de Acropina and acropina.com, acropina. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much. We are so thrilled to start serving you. And let's teach the truth and rebuild our society one conversation at a time.